In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. A very warm welcome to our worship on this Trinity Sunday. Just a couple of notices, well, one single notice about forthcoming attractions. On Thursday, it's Corpus Christi, so we'll have a Eucharist here in church at 7:30 then as we give thanks for the gift of the sacrament. And then on Sunday next week, just to remind you that it's choral evensong at 6:00 in the evening. That's the second time we've managed to come back for that service, as well, of course, as our morning service. So do join those. I'm afraid still at the moment you'll need to book online should you wish to be with us in person, but we'll be streaming them also.
We have to often exchange the worship of the living God for idols of our own imaging. As we gather to offer our praises to the holy and undivided Trinity and to worship him in spirit and in truth, let us call to mind our sins. Father, you come to meet us when we return to you. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, you died on the cross for our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Spirit, you give us life and peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive us our sins. Open our eyes to God's truth. Strengthen us to do God's will, and give us the joy of his kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these things that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things, and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
These words give glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, who was, and who is to come. Amen. Well, it's stating the obvious, but you can't learn to swim on the side of the pool. Where I learned to swim is now a Wetherspoons pub. It amuses me to think that where I earned my beginner's certificate is now a dining room. I recall Mrs. Belk and Mrs. Shapland, our stern and despairing instructors. I reckon those of you who had swimming lessons with school will have similar memories too. It's one of those formative experiences. But it's a skill that once learnt might just save your life. And although on dry land we could learn all sorts of theories about swimming, the different strokes, the ways to breathe, the theory of how we do a flip turn, these won't mean anything unless we get in the pool, unless we take the risk and push out into the deep and try to swim. It is possible to study theology, the things of God, as if you were on the poolside. You can learn all sorts of academic theories, who said what and when. You could pass exams. And though it might be very interesting, something key is missing. It's a bit like having learned the strokes and got changed into your swimming gear only when having looked at the water that you decide to return to the changing room for fear of getting wet. You cannot swim without getting into the pool. And you cannot really know about God unless you're prepared to enter into a relationship. To swim, if you like, with all our doubts, fears, and questions, into the deep and fathomless depths of who God is. Discovering time and again that our vision of God is always too small, because God is infinitely greater than we can ever understand or articulate. One of the great systematic theologians in the life of the church was St. Thomas Aquinas. His Summa Theologiae was composed from 1264 to 1274 and is an attempt to grapple with the things of God. He certainly swam into the depths, but wrote at the end of his life, "I can write no more. I have seen things that make my writings like straw." In other words, though he had spent his life discovering God, there was still more to know of the inexhaustible source of truth and love that we call God. So having said this, what then are we to say? Nothing? Well, no, and I don't want to do myself out of a job. No, we are here because we believe that something of God's self has been revealed in the person of Jesus. And it is in and through our relationship with him that we begin to understand something of God. And so to turn to this morning's gospel, where Jesus meets Nicodemus and tells him that he must be born again from above, Jesus is saying that if you want to know God, then you have to leave the side of the pool and swim into an intimate relationship of mutual love. St. Paul writes of this intimacy in our first reading when he says that we are children of God. And it is in and through this relationship that, with Jesus as our companion, we begin to understand something of who God is. And yet, just as we do in all our relationships, we sometimes struggle and get things wrong. Perhaps we cannot believe it to be true, or are seduced by that which draws us away from the source of life and love. Whatever it is, both for Jesus and Paul, it's described as the flesh. And this image of living in the flesh is, I think, not just about the physical stuff we do wrong, but also about how we understand our life. How, though we are made to contemplate the beauty and depth of God, we are so easily drawn to the superficial and the easy, instead of that sometimes challenging place of unknowing that is the life of faith. So perhaps to live in the flesh is to live a life defined by binary truths, black or white, right or wrong, God or nothing. But this is not the language of faith. It's the language of the shallow end of the swimming pool where no one has learned to swim. It is sadly the language of much of our contemporary life, the quick quote, the soundbite, the crude simplification. And as the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Robert Runcie, once said in one of my favorite quotes, that in the life of the church, all the noise comes from the shallow end. And it is from the shallow end where we are often overly anxious to defend God, as if God needs defending. For surely, if we believe that God is, then God is. For God is not an argument to be won, but truth to be discovered. But it's possible, I think, especially for people like me, vicars, to know all the theory, all the ideas, all the arguments, to say all the right words and offer poetic prayers and yet know nothing of the living God. A God who is always more, who expands our world rather than closes it down. A God whom we meet in the person of Jesus Christ, through whom we step into the divine life. As St. John puts it, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. So it is in and through our life with Jesus, as we read him through the scriptures, as we gather around his table, as we pray in and through him, that we discover time and again that God is more, that God is surprising, that God is. And it was our forebears who swam into the sea of God's mystery and discovered in the early years of the church that the life-giving energies emanating from God were distinct, flowing from the same source but distinct, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, one God. Perhaps before the Trinity, Nicodemus's words are ours. How can this be, we say? And yet as we contemplate this understanding of God, like countless before us, we enter a mystery and through it encounter a God who lives, who loves, and who is. A God who invites each one of us to leave the safety of the side of the pool and learn to swim time and again. And who knows? It might just save our life. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all. Spirit, and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. We pray for your church, both here in Whitkirk and around the world. Today, thinking especially of the Anglican Church of Mexico, its clergy, and all who worship. Here at St. Mary's, we pray for Melvin as he continues in his role as church warden following our annual meeting on Tuesday. And for all members of the PCC as they start or continue their terms of office. We give thanks for those whose term of office has now come to an end, thinking especially of James, who has made a significant contribution to the life of St Mary's during his time as churchwarden. In our diocese, we pray for all churches as they emerge from the impacts of COVID-19. We pray for wisdom as incumbents and PCCs consider what their new normal might look like, what should be retained, what should be restarted, and what should be let go. Lord God, may your guiding light continue to inspire, re-energise and renew. And may your church be a source of comfort, hope and strength for everyone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our world, for those less fortunate than ourselves, those living in the midst of conflict. In particular, we pray for the people of Israel and Palestine as they once again find themselves having to deal with the devastating effects of conflict. We pray the ceasefire may hold, and with the support of others and the will to seek compromise, a much sought-after peaceful solution can be achieved. Lord God, give the leaders of all nations the foresight to act in a way that demonstrates love and compassion for all. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our nation, for the Queen and her family, and for our political leaders. As we emerge from the economic impacts of COVID, we pray our leaders may strive for an equal society where opportunity is open to all and reward shared equally. In our city, we pray for the council as they make difficult decisions on social care, housing, transport. We pray you will guide them in their work. Lord God, give wisdom to our leaders as they strive to find solutions to the challenges of the day. Guide them away from the temptation of promoting self-interest and towards solutions that help the most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for our community, for the residents of Barrowbury Road, for anyone who is isolated at this time, for those struggling with debt, for anyone in need of a helping hand. We give thanks for all charities who help those in need, and for those who give their time, talent, and money to support. In particular, we pray for the Leeds Bereavement Forum. We pray for students, teachers, and support staff who will be taking a well-earned break over the next week. Keep them safe as they enjoy some downtime, and allow them to return to the classroom energised for the remainder of the academic year. Loving Lord, guide all people to live their lives as you would want, to treat others with respect, and to love their neighbours as themselves. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our family and friends, especially for those we haven't seen for such a long time. We give thanks for those friendships that have sustained us over the years, and in particular those that have provided support over the past 18 months. We pray for those who will find the next phase of lockdown easing difficult. May we show patience, compassion, and support to those in need. Loving Lord, draw close to each of us, our family and friends. Bring us all to your peace and comfort, and fill us with your Spirit, that we may be bearers of your grace and hope to others. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and give thanks for those who look after them. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers. Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, Margaret Pawson, George Brown, Margaret Tomlinson, and Jennifer Mode. Comfort and heal all those who suffer. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. We remember those who have recently died, in particular Wilfred Tordoff. Remember in your mercy all those who have gone before us, and preserve in your faith your servants on earth. Guide us to your kingdom and grant us your peace at all times. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father. Peace from his Son, Jesus Christ, who is our peace. Peace from the Holy Spirit, the life giver. The peace of the triune God be always with you.
Thank you.
Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, give us the bread of everlasting life and make us branches of the true vine. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is
with us. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord. All that you reveal of your glory, the same we believe of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, without any difference or inequality. We, your Holy Church, acclaim you, Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. Three persons we adore, one in being and equal in majesty. And so with angels and archangels, with cherubim and seraphim, we sing forever of your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and live and reign in the perfect unity of love. Hold us firm in this faith, that we may know you in all our ways, and evermore rejoice in your eternal glory, who are three persons yet one God, now and forever. Amen. God of truth, we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands the bread of life. Strengthen our faith that we may grow in love for you and for each other through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, who first loved us and made us accepted in the beloved Son, bless you. Amen. God, the Son, who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, bless you. Amen. God, the Holy Spirit, who sheds abroad the love of God in our hearts, bless you.
Amen.
And the blessing of the one true God, to whom be all love and all glory for time and for eternity, come down upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
There are three that testify in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Amen.